This is Torah for Living, daily prayers, wisdom, and guidance. A reading of the daily devotional book written by Mark Lanier. We're sharing scripture and insights from the Torah. And today we continue in Genesis chapter 47, verse 29. And when the time drew near that Israel must die, he called his son Joseph and said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, put your hand under my thigh and promise to deal kindly and truly with me. Do not bury me in Egypt." What do we have in common with Jacob? He lived 3,000 years ago. He fathered 12 sons, lived as a nomad in the area of modern Israel, and had no modern conveniences, no formal education, and of course, no social media presence. He spoke not only a different language, but an entirely different type of language from the English being written here today. His music was different. At best, he read and wrote only minimally. Yet despite all those differences, there is something major we hold in common with him. Something that should shape how we live. We all have a destiny with death. Most of us don't like to think about it. If we're on the younger side of life, perhaps death is the last thing on our minds. But that doesn't make it any less real. And it may not be as far in the future as we think. If we are older, we might be more reflective on death. Regardless of our perceived distance from death, there's a certain wisdom in living in such a way that we are prepared for the inevitable. In today's passage, Jacob realized he was close to dying, and he made preparations for that inevitability. For him, it involved making some last wishes known to his son Joseph and getting assurances that those wishes would be honored. Today, your death may be drawing very close. Preparing for imminent death might involve very different than preparing for death in the distant future. But even recognizing a distant death can help us live differently today if we live in preparation for that death. So here's the point. Our lives should be different when we recognize that our days are numbered. That sobering reality should change the way we think. We shouldn't squander our time. We should show our families that we love them. We should share our faith about Jesus with those closest to us. We can share with our children what we've learned about the Lord through the years. We can keep our houses in good order. If you're married, you can let your spouse know that they're important to you. And we can live in a way that makes our passing actually a time of rejoicing before the Lord, even though people will mourn at our departure in this life. Living with an eye toward the end isn't a morbid thing. It can help propel us into wiser decisions today. Jacob knew he was going to die, and we know that too. So let's live like it. Lord, thank you that I do not live this life alone, and I don't leave it alone. Thank you for being not only my creator of life, my sustainer of life, but also my assurance of eternal life. May I live for you today and every day. In your name, amen. This has been a reading of the daily devotional book, Torah for Living. It's written by Mark Lanier, author, lawyer, and founder of the Lanier Theological Library. You can find out more about the book in the show notes. And you can hear even more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith right now at hopeondemand.com.